because none existed. The plain truth was that it was not good. The key to treating diabetes properly was weight loss. Logically, because it caused weight gain, insulin was not making things better. It was actually making the disease worse. Since weight loss is the key to reversing type 2 diabetes, medications don't help. We only pretend they do, which is the reason most doctors think type 2 diabetes is chronic and progressive. We've avoided facing an inconvenient truth. Drugs won't cure a dietary disease. They are about as useful as bringing a snorkel to a bicycle race. The problem is not the disease. The problem is the way we treat the disease. The same principles used for reversing type 2 diabetes also apply to preventing it. Obesity and type 2 diabetes are closely related, and generally, increased weight increases the risk of disease. The correlation is not perfect, but nevertheless, maintaining an ideal weight is a first step to prevention. Many people paint type 2 diabetes as an inevitable part of modern life, but this is simply not true. The epidemic of type 2 diabetes really only started in the late 1980s, so we only need to go back a single generation to find a way of life that can prevent most incidents of this disease. Fact: type 2 diabetes is caused by too much sugar.